you've ever struggled with having faith, wrestled with your past mistakes, or longed for a deeper relationship with Jesus, you're not alone. Bloom with Deb is a podcast for people seeking to grow spiritually and discover how God's grace gives us strength to face life's challenges. If you're ready to deepen your faith, join us as we biblically live out our mission. Welcome back to another episode of Bloom with Deb podcast, where we dive deep into God's love and our journey of faith. I'm your host, Deborah Burns. Today, we're talking about proposal to partnership, moving from the excitement of discovering God's love to fully committing to walking with Him daily. Our key verse today is Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 3. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the young women love you. The Shulamite woman in this passage expresses her growing admiration for the bridegroom. She has seen his character, and that's what draws her in deeper. This is how our relationship with Jesus develops. It starts with awe and excitement, but it matures into something deeper as we learn who he truly is. Have you ever started a new friendship that just felt so natural and fun? I love meeting new people because there's a freedom to get to know someone without any past baggage. That's how it feels when we first start learning about God. He is so vast, so multidimensional, that we could spend an entire lifetime and still not grasp the fullness of who He is. Thank God we get to spend eternity with Him. But sometimes life throws situations at us that shape how we see God. Have you ever felt like your character was being tested? I remember a moment from childhood when I was unfairly accused of something I didn't do. My parents went to meet my kindergarten teacher, and they introduced themselves as Debbie's parents. Well, the teacher went off and said, "Oh, Debbie is just so talkative. Her name is on the chalkboard under in the doghouse every day because I cannot get her to control her talking." And the teacher just went on and on about how bad I was. Well, when my parents came home and told me this, I was like, "It's not me. It's not me. That's not me." And my dad didn't believe me. Of course, he took the word of my teacher over a little five-year-old. And I remember him getting down on his knees in front of me and put his hands on my shoulders. And he says, "We don't allow liars in this family." Well, as a five-year-old, this hit me hard. And I suddenly felt like I was an outsider and I was going to be kicked out of my family. And I wasn't going to have a place to live or a roof over my head. And boy, it was scary. But it turned out to be a mix-up with another girl in the class named Debbie. Oh my goodness, thank God that was cleared up. This experience taught me something. The way we see our earthly fathers can deeply impact how we view our heavenly Father. If we've experienced rejection or judgment, we might subconsciously think God is the same way. But the truth is, God is always loving, always just, and always good. So let's talk about reframing our past through God's eyes. Sometimes we need to go back and look at our old memories with fresh eyes. I used to think of a certain field day moment in fifth grade as one of my biggest failures. Field day is made up of a variety of sport competitions. I signed up for the basketball relay because my dad and brother taught me how to play in our driveway, or so I thought. Even though I was 4 foot nothing, I tried my hardest to get the ball in the basket to help my team win. Since it was a relay, there were six teams lined up and everyone was shooting at one basket. It was chaotic with people shouting at me and it was a lot of pressure for a little fifth grade, 10 years old. I remember all the other teams were finished, but I was left all by myself, still trying over and over to get that ball up in the basket. It was so embarrassing when the coach had to make me stop and walk me back in line with my team to accept our defeat. I felt like such a failure. I don't remember what my team said to me, but I do remember Seeing my mom in the corner of my eye, she was taking pictures of me during my most embarrassing failure. Well, years later, while looking through our old family albums, I saw the pictures from my field day in 1980. For the first time, I realized my mom saved those pictures because she saw my effort, not my failure. She was actually proud of me for trying my best. Now, when I look at that little girl in the pink jumpsuit, big glasses, and short brown hair, trying to get a ball into the basket, I have compassion for her. She tried. She was brave. She did not give up and walk away. That little girl was determined. Have you ever had God change a bad memory into a good one just by changing your perspective? God does not see our failures the same way we do. He sees the effort, like my mom did. When we put effort into obeying Jesus, He is pleased that we tried our best. He's pleased when we try out for the team. He's pleased when we audition for that part in the play. He's pleased when we submit that article or manuscript to be published. He is pleased that we applied for a better job to advance our career. Sitting on the sidelines and not trying is not God's plan for us. Playing it safe robs us of accomplishing every good work in which we were created to do. God sees our efforts, not just the outcomes. He doesn't focus on where we fall short, but on the steps of obedience we take by faith. What memories do you need to reframe today? As an adult, you can look back at your childhood and get God's perspective, a true perspective of what really is going on. What moments from your past need to be uprooted and replaced with God's truth? Here's some practical ways to apply what we've talked about today. Number one, ask God to reveal lies from your past. You can pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show you any beliefs that have taken root from childhood that don't align with God's truth of who He says you are. Surrender those lies to Him and replace them with God's truth. Number two, reframe your memories through God's eyes. Look at past failures or painful moments and ask God to show you where He was in that situation. His perspective brings healing, and the Holy Spirit will reveal things to you in order to heal you. Number three, shift your focus from me to Him. Instead of just thanking God for what He does, spend time worshiping Him for who He is. Make a habit of reflecting on His character. Number four, commit daily to the relationship. Just like in marriage, our love for God grows when we spend intentional time with Him. Start each day in prayer, seeking to know Him more. And from knowing God comes to loving God. As our relationship with God matures, we move from simply appreciating what He does for us to truly loving Him for who He is. Just like in marriage, love isn't just about how someone makes us feel. It's about knowing their heart and choosing them every day. I love this story that my friend Bert Robinson, that I used to work with in Crew High School Ministry, he proposed to his wife, Carrie, with these three questions. Number one was, are you committed to walking with God for the rest of your life? Number two, are you committed to keeping me walking with God for the rest of my life? And number three, will you marry me? That proposal wasn't just about romance. It was about commitment to God and to each other. Love is more than feelings. It's a daily choice. And that's the same way our relationship with Jesus works. He's not just our Savior. He's our bridegroom, our partner in this life and the next. Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, thank You for loving us so deeply and personally. Help us move from just knowing about You to truly loving You for who You are. Show us any lies we've believed about ourselves or about you, and replace them with your truth. Give us a fresh perspective on our past and help us walk forward in confidence, knowing we are fully loved and accepted by you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, thank you so much for listening to episode 5. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. Let's walk this journey together, growing in faith, grace, and purpose. Don't forget that Jesus loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, keep blooming. Thanks for joining the Bloom with Deb podcast. If you want to dive deeper into the meaning behind Song of Songs, check out my Bloom book series available on Amazon. The first book is Learning to Bloom, and the second is Time to Bloom. Great to read on your own, but even better when you gather your friends and use the discussion questions provided for each chapter. If you have questions you want answered on the podcast, email me at bloomwithdeb@gmail.com. See you next time.